Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free. Just dial in at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. We'll tell you more about those as the night goes on here tonight. 800-259-9231. Lots of news worthy of discussion, but one of them I mentioned over the weekend we never had a chance to get to, so I wanted to make sure that we did, and that is that Belgium has apparently set a record for the amount of days without a government.
Woohoo!
Yeah, 200 and, well, now this was written a few days ago, so presuming they still don't have a government today, as of the 17th of February, it was 249 days without a government.
And I believe people are out protesting that they want a government.
Belgique!
Well, obviously there are people out there that want government, Mark. I mean, that's... Some people like the idea of being told what to do, or, on the other hand, they like the idea of being part of the government and telling people what to do.
And I have no problem with that, actually, as long as I can opt out.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, by all means, hire somebody to tell you what to do. Go hire a dominatrix. You know, whatever it is that tweaks you out. So, the Associated Press reporting here in Brussels, Belgium citizens are marking 249 days without a government today, a figure they're treating as a world record. Day to day, the crisis pits the leaders of 6 million Dutch-speaking Flemings against those of 4.5 million French speakers, but people from across the country are putting aside their differences to celebrate the occasion. Finally, world champion, the usually serious De Standard, headlined its Thursday edition, tongue firmly in cheek. Of course, it is serious that we have no federal government, says Chris Peters, the minister president of Flanders, in an interview. But on the other hand, I appreciate very much the humor of certain actions. So it sounds like they may have localized governments. I don't know what sort of local governments are called in Belgium. I know that they're cantons in Sweden, right?
I couldn't tell you what they're called. But, you know, I mean, this is always what this means when they say there's the government has been shut down, that in fact government hasn't been shut down, and that they call emergency services or necessary services, they continue to go on. Usually what it does
is... We don't know. I mean, presumably that's what's going on here, because that's what happens in the U.S., but the Associated Press doesn't really drill down and get into the detail of exactly what this government shutdown looks like. But nonetheless, it's arguable whether 249 is really the record. Iraq took 249 days to get the outlines of a government agreement last year, but the approval of that government took a further 40 days. Still, the way things are going, Belgium will have little problem claiming a record, whichever standard is used. As after general elections on June 13th of last year, Belgium's major parties began talks to force through the biggest constitutional reform in decades to keep both linguistic groups happy, but since their interests are often diametrically opposed, they ran into one deadlock after another. Now, I don't think it's fair to compare this government shutdown to what happened in Iraq.
Absolutely not, considering the United States military was thoughtfully over in Iraq, making sure that there was peace and everything.
Well, and
well, first we had to blow everything up.
My tongue was in my cheek.
Well, right. In addition, the military essentially unseated the Iraq government. They were removed by force, by a condition outside of their control, whereas this government has come to an impasse, and it has decided, well, since we can't agree on, you know, whatever linguistic rules they're trying to agree on, we'll just go ahead and shut the whole thing down. And I think that's a whole different category of being without government.
I agree.
So I thought I would go ahead and award them this this world record. I think that they should be proud.
King, get him a little, one of those little plastic trophies.
King Albert. Apparently, they have a king. So even a kingdom can be shut down, apparently.
This guy doesn't actually do anything. Come on, England has a queen, too. I mean, all they do is lay around and get, like, tax subsidies or something.
King Albert had to appoint and accept the resignation of one go-between after another as the major parties refused to move far from their pre-election position. It's a process which continues to this day. The chances of success for the current negotiator are seen as slim, and the specter of new elections to break the deadlock are looming. Peters says there's a moral responsibility, or duty rather, to be optimistic, and that it's very important also in politics. Beyond optimism, Belgians have also made it...
You have to be optimistic if you're going to deal in politics.
Belgians have also made it a moral duty to make fun of themselves. We never take ourselves seriously. We're the country of the Smurfs, of Tintin, of René Magritte, I don't know what that is, and surrealism. So it's a country that, compared with England or France, we dare to make fun of ourselves, said another politician. Nevertheless, Belgium remains one of the wealthiest nations in the world, giving people the luxury to take things with a chuckle. He said that it takes time, a world record is not a shame. So good for them. I'm glad to hear it, because apparently some of the news in this country is that the government is nearing a shutdown. So maybe
March 4th, possibly.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. I hope that it happens, because the more the government shuts down, and even if it is the half-assed partial shutdown that you were describing earlier that we're so used to seeing in this country, Mark, I still think it's good when it happens.
You know, when they do the shutdown thing, the government, believe me, the guys over in Afghanistan aren't going to come home because they cease to get paychecks,
right,
and cease to get bullets and diesel fuel and all that other stuff. But it'll be, Social Security payments and stuff like that, those checks will be delayed. So the intention is to put the screws to the American people so they get out and they demand a government. Whereas, in fact, these are small potatoes compared to the money that the government will be spending when it is shut down.
You know, one of the interesting things about a lot of the French, obviously Belgium is a sovereign nation, but it is influenced by the French, and is their dependence on unions. And, that's interesting to me. I've been watching what's going on in Wisconsin. And my one experience that I had with the French government and the unions was in Tahiti. And while I was there, the unions went on strike for trash and mail. So, consequently, there was trash everywhere and there was no mail, which, if you know, when I was on the little island of Bora Bora, that meant that nothing could be shipped in. Consequently, you couldn't go and buy a $12 jar of peanut butter, tragically enough.
Wow.
So, what ended up happening was the local economy on the island actually boomed because it didn't, fish was aplenty.
Yeah, the local producers of peanut butter, they suddenly could sell their products at a premium. That's the problem with those little island nations, and I understand that. I don't know if Tahiti was at the time was sovereign, or if it is even sovereign now.
French Polynesia.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to tell you. Being an American, I only learn geography when we actually attack and kill people there. So, these
Southern Hemisphere,
right,
in the middle of the ocean.
I have a general idea. Like, I could probably drop a nuke somewhere near it. You're talking about these little island nations. They just don't have the ability to generally make it on their own because they need things coming in from the outside. They can't drill for oil. They, it's so difficult.
Right.
Most places need things coming in from the outside, though.
The United States wouldn't.
Oh, you mean the whole aggregate of the United States. Gotcha.
Actually, we would.
That's not going to last much longer.
We don't right. produce anything, particularly food. We're importing now most of our food. And, yes, sorry. It's
really?
True. Other than almonds, which California...
We've got to be doing okay in corn.
Yeah. just GMO, non-edible corn.
Well, whatever. You can choose to eat it or not. I've eaten it before. It hasn't killed me. But if you drive anywhere, you see huge, huge...
I wonder if that corn, though, causes you to have gas.
Don't all types of food cause you to have gas?
That was supposed to be a joke. Because ethanol, la, 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 whatever. I guess it wasn't that funny.
All right, so we're going to continue here in a moment with your thoughts. Certainly welcome at 800-259-9231. Maybe you're in Belgium, and you can tell us more about, or maybe you've been there in the past 250 days, and you can tell us more about the shutdown that has been affecting the federal government there for a good portion of the year. 800-259-9231. Also, looks like the government people in the U.S. government are threatening a shutdown. We'll tell you what that's all about. And take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Plus, news about ecstasy coming up. Free Talk Live.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen or bath. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for the project. Go now and log on to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other contractors in your area. Just go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, architect, or any other home service, then you need to visit homepro123.servicemagic.com. Today, it's easy, it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And don't forget, 800-259-9231 is the number. The website does feature things like our Shrine of Female Listeners, by the way, but dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. You can see them at shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you're a lady listener, you can get details on becoming part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
LearnLiberty.org is a new website featuring libertarian talks and lectures on a variety of topics. It's sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies. It's a great way to explore new avenues within the libertarian perspective. You can brush up on political and economic and philosophical terms like public choice and confirmation bias. They're adding videos all the time. Some of the new videos that you can go over there and see is Stephen Horowitz tackles the ever-present question, are the poor getting poorer? This is 3.5 minutes, and it's a particularly good video for people who'd like to know how to effectively address this particular issue with their liberal friends, because this is what's getting said all the time. And these are some of the preeminent thinkers in the liberty movement. It's put together. It's a slick website. Go check it out. LearnLiberty.org. It's the lectures they wish they taught that they taught you in high school.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number. We open up the show tonight with a story about Belgium and how it is that they have been without a federal government for over 250 days after an impasse was reached. I think it was last June. There were some elections that resulted in kind of a split between different parties. They couldn't come to an agreement on their agenda, essentially, and so the government had to shut down.
I'm curious, are taxes still being collected?
Good question. Maybe Ishtar will be able to answer. I mentioned the Shrine of Female Listeners. She's one of the newer participants in the Shrine, and she's with us on the line, actually visiting New Hampshire this week. Ishtar, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. So you grew up in Brussels or in Belgium?
Yeah, I'm a Belgian citizen. I grew up there and I lived there my entire life. And I wanted to call in to explain the situation a little bit more. This deadlock has actually been reached because... wait, I've got a problem with the line here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Well, this deadlock was reached because the previous government actually reached the deadlock as well. And the funny thing about it is that the reason they keep this deadlock is because politicians, for the first time since the history of the country, are actually keeping their campaign promises to the voters. We have a language barrier in the French-speaking part and the Flemish-speaking part, and both language parts are usually have opposite interests. And what used to happen was the Belgian politicians would promise a bunch of stuff to the voters, and then once they got elected, would just forsake all their promises.
Well, that sounds like politicians everywhere.
Yeah, and this time they're actually refusing to do that, which means that they can't reach an agreement because they're just both being stubborn. No, we're going to do what we promised the voters this time.
And are they collecting paychecks?
Yes, they're collecting. Well, right now, the politicians that actually won the election aren't collecting paychecks because, well, they're not in office or anything like that.
Hmm.
But the previous government is functioning as an interim government, and they're allowed to finish up any case that was closed before the election, that was open before the election. So just like the general thing to keep the country running, they're allowed to do, but they're not allowed to start anything new until new government.
So taxes are being collected then. So
taxes are being collected. The country rolls on. Nobody actually notices anything about us not having a government. It's just nobody cares.
So really, this really proves the point, you know, once again, that taxes, the collection of income tax, is really the fundamental key to oppression by
the
government.
About that. I don't know if that's the fundamental key. I would say the fiat currency is more of a key than the income tax, but I'd say they work together pretty closely.
Right, because whether there's a government or not, if you're being deprived of the fruit of your labor on account of, you know, a supposed government, well, whether there's in fact one or not, you're still being penalized.
Well, right. So in Belgium, they have this. They claim to not have a federal government, but at the same time, you're saying the federal government bureaucrats are still coming and doing their aggression against peaceful people.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, everything goes on. And I actually read a really funny article in a Belgium newspaper that was pointing out that since we haven't had a government that is allowed to start new things and they're only allowed to handle stuff that's already there, this is actually really, really good for our deficit problem, the fact that we don't have a government. For the first time in years, we're actually closing the gap. And if they give a prediction, I think it was 2013 May or something like that. If we manage not to have a government till then, we'll be able to be debt free as a country.
Incredible.
Wow. So
not having a bunch of legislators. So essentially, the only part that you don't have is the legislative side, basically the decision making side of government. So not having them means that they can't. There's zero chance that they can roll back what exists. But that doesn't happen in most governments. So not having those people is very beneficial in that they can't continue to spend or create new programs. Is what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
If it was up to me, I mean. Barring not having a government at all, I'm happy with the situation staying like this forever. The only thing better than this is going to no government at all.
Mm. Now, we mentioned the king, and I don't remember his name. King
Albert?
King Albert.
Philippe. Is he in a can?
That's the prince.
Oh, sorry. We mentioned him. What kind of power does he have?
He's got mostly ceremonial power. He's got legal power to veto any laws that Congress comes up with, but the protocol doesn't allow him to do that. And there's been one case in the history of the country where the king actually vetoed a law, and it was an abortion law. Abortion became legal, and the king said on moral grounds he couldn't allow this to do this because he's a very devout Christian.
Is he Catholic?
Yeah, he's Catholic. Mm-hmm. And what happened is the prime minister got a doctor to declare the king temporarily insane.
Oh, God.
So he was temporarily incapable of ruling, which means made the prime minister the ruling body, and then the prime minister signed the law. The law came in effect, and the king was reinstated to his normal power.
That's hilarious.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's the only law in the history of the country that the king didn't do what Congress wanted him to do.
Wow, fascinating. Now, local governments in Belgium, what sort of things do they do compared to the federal government? Because those are still around, as I understand it.
Yeah, they're still around. It's the federal. We have states. It's called provinces, but it's basically like a state level. And everything that the states here do, and what like the maintenance of the roads and schools and stuff like that, that just keeps happening. And the only thing that the federal government is really responsible for is getting both parts of the country to communicate, getting the country to communicate with Europe, with neighboring countries, getting, like, overseeing laws for the state on the same level that it should be here in America, but often isn't. So
it may not be the biggest step, but it's a step in the right direction. And Ishtar, I appreciate you taking the time to explain a little bit more from the inside as somebody who's originally from there. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those at freetalklive.com. Features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything there. It's what a wiki's all about. wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's the webcam, which is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue taking your phone calls. Coming up, the U.S. government may be shutting down, so-called. We'll explain a little bit more about why or when perhaps that might be happening, hopefully sooner rather than later, and hopefully for longer rather than shorter. But first, we go to your calls and talk to Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey.
Back on, I think it was Saturday, you talked to someone who described voluntarism as throwing the baby out with the bathwater. One retort which that caller made, which I don't think was adequately addressed, at least not in the way I would have liked, was his claim that anything which could be done better by the private sector already is. He made the point, for example, that if the private sector really were better at providing fire protection services, there would already be a UPS of fire protection out there, out competing the public fire departments, And the fact that there isn't, he claimed, is proof that only government can provide such a service adequately. What people don't understand is that there's this invisible strangling hand of the government which throttles all private competition in any area in ways that are insidious. Because when you think about it, the fact that UPS and FedEx can compete so well with the post office in spite of the regulations and monopoly protections and the subsidies and whatnot is kind of a miracle, which says a lot about just how inefficient the post office is. UPS and FedEx are basically paying a subsidy to the post office out of their own profits in the form of taxation, and they are regulated out of competing with the post office in certain areas like first-class mail, and all of their customers are forced to pay for the post office anyway, and yet they are still better enough than the post office that people are willing to pay extra for their services over and above what they're forced to pay anyway to the post office. So if you ask me, the only reason we don't have an equivalent to FedEx in the markets for police or fire protection is because either regulations explicitly forbid it or they make it completely unfeasible. But if they were to, but if we were to remove that invisible strangling hand of the government, the very institutions which that caller claimed can't exist would exist.
Wow. Well said, sir.
It seems obvious. I didn't even know the caller was trying to say that. I guess the exchange was just so heated, I missed that part. But it makes perfectly good sense. I mean, obviously, most people send their kids to public school not because they're the best. Everybody knows public schools aren't the best. But because, well, you know, they have to pay for them already. And
they already got jacked. They might as well.
Easier than thinking, you know, trying to figure it out for themselves.
Yeah. That's all I have to say.
Thanks, Nick, for the call. Appreciate the thoughts at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Let's continue with Ty in Tennessee on the AMP lines. Hello, Ty.
Wow, that was a great call from Nick.
Yes, sir.
I wish my call had come beforehand so that he can possibly answer my question. I've been having some discussions on Facebook, you know, in the wake of the Wisconsin deal with the unions. Mm-hmm. That you know, one of the, they keep on coming up with these arguments that you can thank unions for the 40-hour work week, you know, and basically we would all be pawns of corporate bosses without unions. And I was trying to find some intellectual ammunition against those kinds of arguments.
I'd like to say I hate the 40-hour work week with a passion from back when I was working as an hourly employee because it prevented me from actually being able to work the amount that I wanted to work because the companies, you know, they're forced by law to, if they are going to have you work more than 40 hours, pay you a certain amount of overtime, usually time and a half, as I understand it. And in most cases, they would just so rather just hire another employee to work those hours, bring a part-timer on, rather than let any full-time people go ahead and take some extra hours because it costs them more to let
which
the full-time
is so
people.
Ridiculous because now they have to retrain, they have to train someone, et cetera, and you know, with your work ethic and everything, I imagine, you know, would have been able to maximize that time for the company you were working for, et cetera. And, you know, I'd like to say that in the past when I've had businesses and things, 40-hour work week. I mean, you know, I worked like 80-hour work week, you know.
I'd also like to, you know, address this from the other side. I think that that's a very true statement, what Ian just said. But these are different animals. You're not talking about private sector unions here. All the advances that were made by unions, and they were many, all those advances were made by private sector unions with private sector people getting together and saying, hey, we're not taking these working conditions from bosses, which were essentially passed down from slavery times anyway, you know, from the time frame when it was okay for a master to beat a servant and for an employer to beat an employee. These things actually went on. So these private sector unions, you know, made great strides in those areas, and I'm not going to diminish that. These are public sector unions, and they could give a flying flip at a rolling donut about you because it's in fact you from which they steal. These people, their paychecks come out of your pocket, so they don't care about your well-being. They, of course, they want you to thank them while they steal your wallet. What thief wouldn't? But that's exactly what you're dealing with when you're dealing with public sector employees demanding from their ultimate employers. That's you. More wages and all these other things. You don't have the same luxury to demand back from them. They get to vote and they get the paycheck from the government. You just get to vote. So they have the upper hand in this circumstance. There shouldn't be any public sector employee unions at all.
Well, there shouldn't be a public sector, but I agree with that, Mark, and I'm glad you pointed that out because it is a very important distinction to make in this conversation. I just, you know, heard that 40-hour work week thing and it set me off because I think that's you know, kind of the hallmark of a lazy person. Well, thank goodness we've got the government out there to make sure that I don't have to work too
lazy,
hard.
They just may hate their job.
Yeah.
You understand? I mean, many of these, I suspect many of these people that worked at unions, I get the impression that many people sort of in the past did really crappy work I wouldn't want to have to do.
Sure,
but if I had a job where I didn't want to be there, I'd certainly want to get full pay for as few hours as possible.
It's presumptuous, though. You may be right about that, Mark, but it's presumptuous. It presumes that the person they're talking to also hates what they do and would prefer to be somewhere else, and that the 40-hour work week is somehow... It presumes the 40-hour work week is valuable to the person with whom they're speaking.
Right, and I've had jobs that I found less and more fulfilling throughout the years, but I've always tried to put in as many hours as I could because I wanted the money.
So
the thing I didn't like is the idea that nobody would ever have a weekend off if it wasn't for unions. That seems to be the argument. You know, nobody would ever, you'd be working 7 days a week.
Yeah, I think they give them way too much credit. Right, I think they give them way too much credit. I think there's something to be said for people getting together and collectively bargaining. I don't think there's any problem with that. As we pointed out before on the show, that the problem comes in when government forces bargaining with unions and has certain rules that it forces upon business owners regarding dealing with unions. That's when unions really cross the line. But to say that those things wouldn't have come about without the unions is pretty absurd because businesses compete for employees and so therefore.
That's true, but at the time, big business colluded. Big business was the government in many of these sort of business towns where, you know, they were the only employer in town. They colluded. They were the wealthy, and they, they ruled. So I understand why people got together, and they made great strides forward, and you wouldn't have seen these strides have been made as quickly if people didn't get together and collectively bargain and demand those things. They would have happened over time, but I have no problem. No problem whatsoever with people getting together and saying, no more of this crap. It's wrong. It's not just. It's when they force someone else to participate in their little club in some way, shape, or form that it goes off the rails. If I work at a business, I shouldn't have to join the union even if I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, Ty. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Is it a union when two employees get together and kind of make a deal with the boss?
It is.
All right, so it doesn't have to have all that big structure or anything like that either to be effective. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And you can join us, again, freetalklive.com. You'll find a lot of features there. But if you like the show and you want to help voluntarily support us, considering we give you the features on the website for free, then you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a whole list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find everything from instructions how to contact your local radio station to banners for your website to graphics. You can make your own banners, make your own shirts if you want to, all kinds of different things, even free bumper stickers at promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here for your dose of crazy, it's Sunfest calling from California. Sunfest, everyone needs a good dose of crazy now and then, Mark. Sunfest is here to give it to you. Sunfest, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, we need to celebrate. Let's go back to our Sun Life Source, Sun Nature Worship, and lay out in the sun. Join a sun club.
Vitamin D is so good for you.
Well, everything in moderation, Sunfest. I mean, laying out in the sun may not be the most healthy of activities if you do it too much.
Well, that's what the AMA tells you, but they're the biggest killers of all.
I don't know if I need the AMA to tell me. If I lay out in the sun for long enough, I think that will tell me on my own that it's really a bad idea to take in too much of it.
But, you know, in terms of evolution, we exchange energy with the sun. Our cells are designed to store sunlight.
I'm not against the sun. I like, you know,
so are you saying I am like solar energy? So like the sun, I soak it up, and then when I go out and people say, oh, Michelle, you have such a sunny disposition, is that what they're saying?
Well, yeah, everything follows the sun. The plants open to the sun, they close at sunset. Everything in nature follows the sun because it's our source of life. It's everything. It's not a million miles away.
It is a worthy God.
It's everything we see, smell, hear, and touch.
Yeah.
So, the conspiracy is that they make us salute the flag instead of the sun. But
I do sun salutations. No. I do yoga and I do sun salutations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need to go beyond
government,
beyond economy and their struggle to survive, which according to Freud is really escaping death and the funeral. And
I'm afraid I'm a little lost on that one.
Economic survival. And
you know, you had me with the whole sun worship thing. I mean, I'm not going to worship the sun, but I think that as far as
the sun will dry the water, the ice, the oil, the chemicals, the hothouse, you know, the rising water, it'll save the solar system and our immortal atom, which is what those few are after. And they have to remember that in destroying Earth and the rays of the sun and the sun, they're destroying the solar system that's connected to us.
Wait a minute, hold on. Who's destroying the
sun rays?
Wait a minute. Yeah, what does that mean? Destroying the rays of the sun?
Well, you know, this has been, you know, like Alex Jones has been saying, this is no conspiracy theory.
Really
they've been writing about deflecting the sun for years and years. It's been in Newsweek and Time. This is part of environmental
You're talking about like weather modification,
exactly.
The idea
messing with the climate is destroying our solar system. And so we're connected.
I don't know if that's true,
How could messing with the climate destroy the solar system?
Because messing...
Aren't you exaggerating a bit there?
No, we're not amoebas. Industry, you know, they're colonizing space, too. We may be amoebas, but industry with its war scale, they're blowing up stars.
I don't know if that's true. I'm pretty sure.
Look, honey, I think that anything that is worth worshiping,
struggle to survive economy. Everything
wait. You're going too far into the crazy. We need to just slow down. Go ahead, Michelle.
Anything that is worth worshiping cannot possibly be destroyed, in my estimation.
Well, the industries, you know, they're endangering and destroying species. It can't be. It can certainly wane. And the sun and the solar system are waning. The electromagnetic field is slowing down.
We had a galactic collapse.
This is the environmental...
Can we just slow down for just a moment? You spit out way too much. People can't follow you.
Okay.
We've got to slow down. We've got to talk about one thing. And I think that you use very exaggerated language, maybe hyperbole. You said that they are destroying stars. Who is they and how are they destroying stars?
The economy is blowing up stars to boost the economy because everything is about the job tax.
The economy
and the reasons may be to study the granite, but the thing is that nature slash war is what the whole economy is about, you know. And what's government?
No,
government is the Queen of England.
Government is evil.
Well, last time you were really upset because feminism had taken a hit, and now you're claiming that the most powerful entity, but human, is the Queen of England, which would support your idea.
No, I'm saying that it's not powerful. I'm saying that government supports the economy, that it's only the Queen of England. It's the economy with its job hunt, with its... with its war on everything, it creates enmity.
I just want to understand how.
You're never going to.
I'm trying.
That's what I don't understand about you guys is that everyone else understands that
I
it's
don't
about
think
jobs.
So. I don't.
Jobs.
Maybe
if,
maybe they're pandering to you.
When somebody gets thrown in jail, it's
who is it that
jobs.
Understands you, Sunfest? Can we bring that person on? Who is it that understands you? If everyone else besides Free Talk Live understands you, because I can tell you, I don't know if anyone in our audience who understands you as well. There's a guy that called Saturday night to kind of poke fun at you, and I think he had a good time doing it, but I don't think he really understands you. So who understands
I don't
you?
Know.
Who can
What's
you reference us to?
What's more easy to understand? It's like this guru... who was pouring tea for the politician.
Well, I think to be a guru...
And he kept pouring the tea, and the politician says, stop pouring it. He says, well, it's like your mind. You're too overflowing with information to understand simplicity. What is an economy? Economies and government are there to create work.
Please explain how the economy is destroying stars.
And how does the government create work? Jobs.
Well, it does, doesn't it?
No, it does not.
No.
The economy creates work. Call it Parkinson's Law. A Parkinson's Law is to boost the economy. Now,
I don't want to go and talk about this. We've talked about the economy before with you. You made the claim that the economy is destroying stars, and I would like you to explain that, please.
It's a job. It's a job. It's the same
it's
as when they
job.
Go when they go
that is
to
not a responsive
say
answer.
When they're colonizing space or they have a space.
No one's
station.
Doing that yet. No,
it's a job.
What
they're
year are you living in?
What?
What year is it?
I heard about it way back. I heard I heard about it in the, you know, like Alex Jones
what
said.
Month,
the
what
information
day,
is
what
out
year.
There.
Please
you know,
give me
it's
today's
out
date.
There. You
the
know,
solar calendar?
The that
I
are
just
doing
want to make sure.
Crazy,
Sunfest,
not me.
I just
I'm
want to make sure you're not
it.
Calling from the future.
okay, I'm what? Only. Look, you already know what the economy is
no,
doing.
No, 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 no. I'm not asking you about the economy. I'm asking
you. You understand yourself. You understand me.
You need to stop chatting.
What the economy is doing.
You need to just calm down. I want to know. I want to make sure. If we're going to communicate, and it's very difficult to communicate with you, but I'm trying my best. If we're going to communicate, we need to be on the same page. And one of those, at least near the same page, one of those facts that we can figure out, we can identify to whether or not we're on the same page is whether we think it's the same day and same year. So what is the date today?
Just month and year.
Oh, my God.
What is today's date?
You must be kidding.
What is? Can you just answer the question? I'm just curious to know.
Yeah,
if you
but
know
you
what
sound
is.
Like the government. That's
what
your problem.
Is,
you know, when you.
Madam,
when
I'm not
you,
forcing you to do anything. I'm asking you a question. How hard is it to answer this question?
I'll answer it in a minute. But when you subscribe to
we don't have
health,
a minute.
Which is the ultimate government mind control, and it treats people like prisoners of war because anyone who's nonconformist. Is a threat to the system. They're the high mental health is the high priest.
Madam, I am all in
control.
Favor of mental
okay.
health,
and when you talk about
and I do not favor the government.
Theory, you sound like the government.
Madam, I do not
fighting.
Force people to do anything, so therefore I don't sound like the government because I'm not threatening you with violence in order to get you to answer this question. What I am going to say is that we're running short on time, and so your time is very limited.
Yeah,
I would just
I can,
like to know
I,
if you know
I
what
called,
day it is.
I called as a free speech eco-feminist, okay?
Great.
Eco-fem.
What day is it?
Okay.
What day and year? What month? Where? What time
February
is it?
February 21st. 11. Come on.
Okay, you are
Cut
coherent enough for
what
that one.
What am I saying that's so hard to understand?
I'm glad you know what day it is.
I just want to know the name of one of the stars.
New Hampshire is too insulated and you guys never hear the news, but like Alex Jones said, he is, you know, people are
Alex Jones is a talk show host, not a newsman.
The information is out there. If
thank
someone
you,
says Sunfest. Something that
thank you so much for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231.
I want to post one of her incoherent sentences as a Facebook status update.
I feel
idea.
Welcomed home now.
You can bring up anything. Well, you just write back from a trip from New Jersey. And that's what you mean by that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I just wanted to make sure she wasn't calling from the future. She was talking about colonizing other planets and like things that aren't happening yet. Destroying stars.
They are happening.
Mankind's nowhere close to being able to destroy a star. You can throw as many nukes as you want at the sun. It's not going to do anything. We're coming up. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.